can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, Republic of Texas Radio, Hour 2, Sunday, September 5th, 2021. Wow, something's just digging at me, right? You know, Lauren was just on, and I appreciate your call there, Lauren. And she said we need to tell our friends that are doctors and lawyers the truth, because they can have... Hell, I'm not even too sure the doctors and lawyers, everybody classifies these guys as gods or wonderful people, right? Here they are, a doctor, right? And I'm going to take care of people, but really you're just a, nowadays you are. You just run and do stuff. They don't even pay attention to, mechanics are better than doctors nowadays. They at least fix things. You know, doctors nowadays, what do? You enter a hospital or a clinic and you walk through the damn door, right? And 10 billion people sit there and COVID you. Hey, mask, 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 temperature, beep. Have you ever died of COVID? Beep. And they do all this stupid stuff. And then they bring you into a little room and you sit in another little room and you wait over there. And a nurse comes in and she does a little bit of woo-hoo-hoo. Whatever, and then you wait some more, and then the doctor comes in and says, oh, you got a boo-boo, okay, here you go, you're done, bye. Gone. They don't give a crap, right? They really don't, right? You know, they're just going onesie-twosie throughout the day. I go into this store, and they don't care about you, right? You know, and maybe that's just me being jaded. My stepfather was a doctor, right? And I know we have phone calls on the line, and you can call in if you want. But my stepdad was a doctor, and he left a place called Kaiser Permanente, right? He started working there, and, well, they were horrible to the patients. Mm-hmm. And he said, I couldn't do this. And so he had to go to a small little clinic where he just did a GP work, general practitioner work, where he treated sniffles the way that he learned to treat them. He treated scraped knees, cut knees, bad backs, whatever, heart conditions, all sorts of stuff. He cared about his patients. And that is gone from the doctor, you know, world. Hopefully it's going to make a resurgence, right? And I understand naturopaths are a lot different than the allopathic medical doctors, right? The licensed practitioner. Whatever the hell. And I'm in lawyers, really? Has there been a good lawyer? Can anybody actually hold one up and said, this sir is a good and honest man? All right. And then I'll go
They might be honest men, Steve, but the system they're working within is completely rigged against any honesty and any compassion.
It's
right. The prosecuting attorneys, you know, they've got the more cases they get positive, they get convictions on. They don't care if people are guilty or not. That boosts their record so they can make more money. The more people, the innocent people they throw in jail, that doesn't matter a crap to them. You know, Steve, there's an old country western song out there, and I've kind of changed the wording around on it. It kind of goes like this. It's like, mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Make them be trannies and faggots and such. You know, it's changed. It wouldn't surprise me if that was the lyrics with the Mandela effect, if that's the lyrics that are in that song now. I mean, the world has gone totally freaking insane, Steve, especially in this digital mesmerization world. It was bad enough, the crap they were doing to us, with just the television back when, even with the radio programs, you know, most people didn't know what was going on outside their town or their county. They'd listen to the radio. And the radio gave them what was going on out in the world. Well, you know, they were doing this crap back when it was just radio. Then they got the video presentation part of it and the mesmerization, the deep mind control. Like I said, you know, innocent shows, Family Affair, you know, little Buffy and Jody and Mr. French, you know, broken family. My three sons, single father raising three boys, you know, a broken family. They started introducing this stuff to us long ago, very insidious. And very below level, you know, subconsciously, it registers after a while. It's kind of like that thing, you know, a lie told often enough becomes the truth. You know, people hear and hear and hear, well, the vaccine, the vaccine, the vaccine, the vaccine. they go and they get the vaccine, even though they know people have been telling them, like I've been telling my mother, no, it's like she went and got the vaccine. Was it peer pressure? Was it just her sitting down watching the television and listening to the talking heads over and over and over and over? They could tell you, they could start telling you that it's like, well, it wasn't a beautiful orange sky this morning, you know? It was just so deep orange. It was just the most beautiful sky I've ever seen. And you're looking at it going, no, it's blue. It's like everyone else is saying it's an orange sky. So under for peer pressure, eventually you'll start agreeing with them because you don't want to be a freak on the outskirts. So you want to be part of the crowd. So you will start saying, oh, wasn't it just a beautiful orange sky this morning? I haven't seen an orange sky like that in a long time.
Mm.
You know, it's very insidious but very effective for most people. Like Lauren said, once you see this, folks, once you see it, it infuriates you because you try to make other people aware of it, and they look at you like you're freaking and say, well, it's not an orange sky. It's blue. It's always been blue. What the hell are you talking about? No, you're a freak. You're an outcast. Everyone else says it's orange. You want to be part of a peer group. You want acceptance. Those of us who's accepted of what's going on, what we actually see going on, we can't unforget it. You know, we can try to you know, revert. I stay on my ranch as much as I can, you know, but I still have to have forays in. And I find little bright spots, but for the most part, I'm living in the freaking zombie apocalypse already.
Oh, man. Let's go to the phones. Pat. Welcome, Pat. I think we missed you last week. Ran out of time or something. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I just wish I could talk as fast as Lauren, but she needs to know that Sam played her twice last night because I heard it, and it was wonderful because every time you talk so fast. But I wanted
to say
that.
The woman's on fire.
Yeah. Pardon?
The woman's on fire. I love her passion.
I think Chance he's hit a milestone. If he'll concentrate on staying alive for a few more years, you know, he'll get over that. And then the younger members of the family, and it's called getting ready to die, I guess, when you start thinking. But when you get older, you probably can't remember, so it's might as well go ahead and reminisce right now. But what I wanted to say was in the Bible, it says, train up a child in the way he'll go, and when he's old, he won't depart. As old, that's a bad part. But, you know, what it amounts to is they don't have to be old to listen to you. Kids are so smart. You can actually teach a baby to read. I mean, they've done it, okay? And I did that, and I taught them things about the Bible, you know, and Sunday school does too, I guess, but mainly they don't listen to that. They play it. But and they remember stuff, and so I put them in a Christian school because I thought it's the best thing. They could learn Bible and all that, and they weren't learning anything. And I paid all the money, and I asked the teacher. I said, "How come they're not learning any Bible? Oh, that's too difficult." I said, "What? The love chapter, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things." I said, "It's not too hard for them." So I put them in public school. And the teacher had to talk to me, and I said, this particular child I'm thinking of, and I said, what's wrong? And she said, he just talks right out in the middle of class. I said, oh, well, he was under an ACE program where they sit at a desk and look at the wall and study themselves. Only time anybody comes by us to see if they're doing okay, you know. I said, he's always been a people person, so it wasn't so good. And I said, well, what's he complaining about? She said, well, I was just teaching about Indian folklore and all that stuff. And he just said, that's a bunch of crap right out in the middle of class. Oh, well, good for him. Good for him. Because the other teacher was taking him to the Indian burial ground, and where everybody comes across that bridge, feels a darkness come over them. Hey, you know, there was some bad spirits in there. And she was Indian, too, so I guess, you know, it was okay with her. But I said, well, good. I said, can you just teach him anything Christian? Because he's come from a Christian background. Oh, no, we couldn't do that. I'm a Sunday school teacher. No, we couldn't do that. I said, you can do anything you want to, until enough people get behind and get after you, and then you can stop. Meanwhile, be real. you know, but now we've let so many other religions take over. They'd just really be scared now to bring back, you know, the way things...
A little wordplay on you, Pat. It is real. How about that one? Where does it all come from?
Israel.
Israel.
Israel. Well, you know what? I'm always wondering about that. El means God. And Ra was the god they had back in those days. The pagan god was named Ra, Egyptian. So, is Ra God?
you're talking about El? What about Elohim? You know, a little place right across the border from where I used to live, right over in Oklahoma. Supposedly a guy went to that blew up something in Oklahoma City, was it? Elohim City? Yeah. There have been so many mind control tricks played on us. It's very confusing for the average people. Once you're aware of it, you see it. But people that aren't aware of it, they don't want to be aware of it most likely in today's. They're so confused, so controlled, so twisted around. They're mesmerized. They're confused. Mom and dad both have to work to keep a roof over the head. They've got us so confused, so caught up, so enwrapped in the physical material world that people don't have time to sit down and think anymore. You know, to actually cognize and work through things. And where do you get truth? There are very few sources. Most people sit down and watch the evening news to get their, you know, what's going on in their community. And it's, you know, and it ends up, you know, you remember all this stuff? Fluffy the cat, stuck in the storm drain, more at 10. You know, the whole country was talking about Fluffy the cat stuck in the storm drain. You remember those days? You know?
Crazy. JFK Day, you know, whatever. I forgot the talking head's name, and he's saying that's the way it was, and I say no, that's the way you say it.
Walter Cronkite.
People, they believed it. I said, oh no, I never believed. I don't know. Maybe the Lord's been merciful to me. I'll let you go. I just wanted to throw that in about training up a kid. He can hold his own. I remember him coming home one time and saying, you won't believe what they taught us in school today. I said, I didn't know they taught Bible. And it's not Bible. He said,
Pat just dropped, or did I drop?
And so.
Hello. I don't know why I say hello. You say goodbye. Am I still alive?
You're singing. I hear Pat, and I hear you. Pat's
everybody out there.
He's giving us one last anecdote. Oh, okay. So you don't hear any of us.
I don't know. Should I go on and just start rambling like I'm still live? Generally, I'm the one who doesn't have any problems.
You want to take care of this real quick? All right. We're having some technical difficulties, folks. Pat, we'll see you later. Alan, hopefully we'll be able to get you back in.
I'm back.
And there we are. Okay. Good deal.
All right. Thank you. Happy Labor Day.
Well, I don't know what that means, but okay. I don't know what that means. I'm not good at holidays. I'm not good at holidays at all.
Hey, Labor Day would be a good thing, Steve, if one day out of the year we went out and we worked and the toils and fruits of our labor for that day, that's what paid the government budget. It would be a lot smaller, and if we only had one day that our labor went to pay for the perversion that's coming out of what our governmental structure has become.
I don't
instead
know.
Instead of
man.
Us spending
it
like 360 days out of 365, you know, paying off the government, it would be a lot. We would have a lot better life. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm kind of jaded, Alan. And it reminds me of, you know, some of the stories from the Soviet Union in the early days of how they had to give up their time to do work for the good of the comrades or whatever. Kind of scary. But yeah, there needs to be something, but I don't have the solution. But we do have Mike in Kentucky on the line. So if we have some time, yeah, we have some time. Let's bring him on. Hey, Mike.
Hello. Wow, how come all these women ain't in church today so we can talk amongst ourselves?
I can't.
You male chauvinist.
No, I don't know if I should even comment on what's been said, because I was always taught that you never argue with a woman, you'll never win. But one thing to look at, though, and I think, you know, that keeps getting brought up, is the business model for traditional media is being destroyed and or replaced by anything that they can track. I think it's the concept is mastering the human domain, so they can track every input and every output of every human brain, and where they can tweak their little controls more accurately. So
data,
they're doing away.
You understand very well everything. The more data they have, the more predictable and controllable the outcomes are, correct?
Well, it's more, they're doing as such, you know, increasingly it's just more and more and more automated. As William Binney points out, the actual human intelligence guys were being overworked with overload way back when he resigned, because he saw, I guess, what he had designed being turned back on the American people and scaled, upscaled, you know, to do that.
Was he involved in the Promise software, or what was he involved with? He had some big program.
He was involved with, and I just recently saw this, sometime in 2019, he was given something called the Allard Prize, and we had to wait, 18 years for him to say this? I've looked at 80, 100 hours or more of interviews with the guy. And many times I've watched the same stuff more than once. I've aired it on the local TV. I just had a conversation with a law enforcement guy who admitted to my face that the Fourth Amendment is gone. And we had a conversation about the ethics of some stuff about that he had run into, and how he had to live with himself and couldn't. Had to color within the lines because he didn't want anybody to have strings on him. At least that's what he was saying to me. I think a lot of these guys have some kind of strings on them, or they don't get very high in office or whatever, you know. This guy I've known for a long time, and I was in trying to encourage him just not to quit in favor of somebody else taking his place that's not even local. And that's what I wanted to talk about, is that they are increasingly fractionating and getting rid of local media. We've lost our newspaper in this town, what I call the targeted town of Kim Davis. Most of the radio stations are essentially automated now, and they're from a different town. Even if they do cut-ins with the local weather, it's from a big market station 70 miles away. To promote that big market station. I had a conversation with an assistant engineer at a big market station because I pointed out to him that his protocol, they call it the PSIP data in the digital over-the-air antenna television, PSIP data was having problems being scanned into some of these TVs. And I said, this is exactly what I've been saying. If they want to quash, downrank, shadow ban, delete stations to get their ratings to go down, then their station won't be very receivable on people's TVs. They can be messed with. And I got kicked out of a forum in Texas, mostly in Texas, on Facebook for pointing some of this stuff out. These engineers were going on there and posting pictures of the racks of equipment that they were installing and how they were wired up. And they would give the call letters for the station, which means you could go to the FCC database and find the geolocation for that station. And a talented hacker can try to figure out what the IP address is where they're sending their programming to that station, get the default passwords for these equipment they're putting in the, you know, they're taking pictures of and showing what's in the inside the shack. They could probably go to the shack, find, you know, with a good camera, they can find the type of camera that's, you know, security cameras that are on the building, and those are often vulnerable to hacking. You get in behind the firewall once you use a factory default password, install your malware in the system. This is the way the hospitals and other stuff are being hacked into. There was a station in Texas that was broadcasting somebody else's programming, and they don't even know for how long they hacked the station, and a buddy of mine found it. But it happened right after I got kicked out
of the forum. Hang on, Mike. That's the music. Well, hold on. Let's go over to the other side. Be right back.
Okay.
Republic of Texas Radio. Republic of Texas Radio. Be right back.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back. Mike in Kentucky is on the line. He's talking, well, I don't know. We've been all over the place on that. You know, yes, you're being spied on. Yes, they're spying on you better than they did yesterday. You know, they're constantly, and everything's vulnerable. Wow, well, that's kind of sucks. Anyways.
I believe that's when John McAfee died, I saw a mishmash of crazy interviews with him, and I've not been able to find the original interview, but just a real fast clip of him in a mishmash of statements. He said, "We need to just scrap it all and start over, because there's so much stuff that's built in with backdoors." And what William Binney was saying at that Allard Prize thing in the late 90s is that, and I had never heard him say it again or before or since, you know, was that there was a Unit 8200 guy that was in the same technical division that he was in that was giving the code for the NARIS and variant sessionizers to Unit 8200. He was connected with them or something. They gifted it to them, they repackaged it, rebranded it, and sold it back to the NSA, and it got funneled, with NARIS, it got funneled through Boeing, which I thought was shocking. But that's the thing that Mark Klein blew the whistle on in room 614A, what was it, the NARIS 6400 or something. It could only, quote, only do 30,000 DSL lines bandwidth. only. Once they found out the model number for that, then they found the purchase orders where the government had bought those things to circumvent the country with them. But a few years later, when the scandal hit called Loveint, you know, they kept trying to say, well, we're just looking at foreign people's communications with foreigners. And when the Love Intelligence scandal hit, then that basically blew that out of the water, showing that they were every bit of capable of spying on everybody. But I just,
Mike, was it Michael Reconosciuto who did the Promise software? Who was it? You know, this is one of the first really invasive programs. Data collection programs and categorizing and everything. Was that not Michael Reconosciuto?
I have never been able to, there's so much stuff flying around on the internet. Is the Promise software real or is it disinformation? I don't know.
I've got an actual recording here, and sometime I'll be able to retrieve it and maybe play it for y'all about Intel coming out and being caught and coming out and admitting. It didn't get wide coverage, but I've got a recording of them coming out and admitting that, yes, they in if you have a dual-core processor or higher, which is, from what I understand, most computer devices nowadays, with an Intel chip in it, that they don't have to hack into anything. There are direct back doors that they can go in and they can do anything and watch anything and play with anything they want to within that program.
And when the hacker community looks for that, they know to look for it, they exploit it, and it gets for sale on the dark web. That's part of why they're going after Julian Assange so hard, is he exposed a lot of that. Because it was for sale on the dark web, and he started asking companies, hey, do you know that there's a vulnerability in your Linksys router or your whatever brand of router, and it's for sale on the dark web. The fun sequence of events on that was when it hit the mainstream news about June the 7th, I think, in 2017, I was thinking about buying a used one that I found that was obsolete, that they didn't support from 2007, but I'd read that you could install firmware and upgrade it, make it do stuff it wasn't originally able to do. Within about from June the 7th to June the 18th, once it hit the mainstream news, Linksys rolled out all new firmware for all of their models, back to even stuff they said they didn't even support. So no, all the computer programmers were not in mom's basement rewriting the software. They already had the software, firmware to roll it out when the dang back door got exposed.
Look, man, people are getting in. They love this online crap, right? Because they can sit there and they have an app on their phone and they could see when they spent money. Ooh, how neat is that, right? I can see when that cleared. All electric. These guys are dumb, right? Even my bank, and I have to have a bank. I have to take checks in. I can't do cash business, right? People have checks. I don't do credit cards. But my bank set me up an account online on their web page. They said, just log in and then we'll get you your password. I said, don't put my crap on the web. I don't want you web enabled at all. And they're like, well, what? You're a computer repair. I go, yeah, but these things aren't safe. I don't want my finances on the internet. Oh, we're safe. Right? You're like, right. Yeah, until you get ripped off. I got a
It's in the cloud, Steve. It's in the cloud. Don't worry.
One thing you can do and is not have all your eggs in one basket. If you have any rapport with your bank teller, go in every so often and physically take money out, and you have to go from one teller window to the other and have another account that's completely electronically detached from the rest of your stuff, your checking, your savings, or whatever.
Right.
And
Untrackable and untraceable, right?
Huh?
I'll just buy Bitcoin. It's totally untrackable and untraceable, right?
In the Bible, Alan, it says, cast your bread upon many waters, so you don't have all your eggs in one basket. You don't have all your grain in one ship.
Yeah. But if it ain't in your hand,
another break. Well, that wasn't really all I wanted to cover, but I need to let you go so you can talk to other people, I guess.
Oh, well, I don't think I've got anybody in the queue, but thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Well, I'll hang on then if you want to.
Yeah, okay, let's go around the other side. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Okay. Let's try this again. Sometimes we get off on a tear, and especially when Mike in Kentucky comes in, you know, we can sit there and go all sorts of different directions. Where did you want to go with this, Mike? What was your thoughts for today? Because we've been a lot of different places.
Well, I've been trying to expose this because of what I think initially was a glitch. I had an ex-police officer and an ex-military guy, when they came to work at this local TV station, right after I started working there, they took our second phone line and put in some extensions, one for a computer and one for a phone. And it was supposed to be a dedicated fax line. Well, we had sponsors that were really ticked off on occasion. They would call up and say, "What's wrong with your fax line?" And the office people had told me when they hired me, or, you know, asked me to come help out, it was more of a volunteer thing, that I needed to keep an eye on that fax, and whenever it was locked up, I had to unplug it. And I pointed out, I said, "Hey, guys, when you do that, you're going to lose all the faxes." Well, we initially had one that would about half the time it would print out the faxes that were lost. Whenever you unplugged it and plugged it back in, it would print out a report that says, you know, fax lost, fax lost, fax locked. It would have like four or five faxes on there. And if you recognize the phone number, you could call them back and say, "Hey, we lost the faxes. The damn thing was locked up again." Well, it took me probably about 6 or 8 months to figure out what the hell was going on. And it was the domestic surveillance program starting, I don't know, because it was going on before me. I started in March of 97. And they put me on in the afternoon. I didn't want to be on camera. I was production. I was filming commercials. I was, you know, editing stuff or whatever. I was running the boards, you know, for live programs, local origination television, which is what we're talking about, community TV. And for my efforts for the last 23 years, we have a world record fine for the beat Alex Jones. He was running in the capital of Texas for 20 years and bragging about it on his program that he had a pilot station, you know. What did the FCC fine him?
Rebel Radio, yeah.
$15,000. We got a fine for $144,000, $344, and the FCC says we couldn't fine them more because that's the legal limit. They threatened to fine us $10,000 a day if we didn't shut it off. Well, the engineer had left, and everybody basically had left except for me and some part-time interns and, you know, volunteers. And so I was forced to shut it off, and I was never brought on as an engineer. Definitely wasn't brought on as a censor. They told me to go and do a half-hour show in the evenings, but they didn't always provide enough content, so I eventually put the computer in the control room and got a scan converter and started covering stuff that was being left out of the mainstream news, including all this stuff about the Total Information Awareness Project, if you remember TIA, and how it got defunded eventually. But I think it's such a joke that the Republicans were all griping and moaning about Filegate back then with Clinton. I recently ran across a source from the late 60s, early 70s, working with Bell Labs, who helped them fine-tune their voice-to-text technology for people that were foreigners that have a really heavy accent. Like, you could imagine someone that's from India and you could barely understand the English. They could transcribe that to text in the late 60s. Okay? Yeah. Now, ponder this. Then you've got keyword searches, and you're looking at who's talking to who based on their
score and all that
phone
stuff,
networks.
Yeah.
Yeah, X-Key score was around a lot longer before Snowden blew the whistle on it. And most of the stuff that he leaked was 6 to 7 year old technology, probably was obsolete by the time he leaked it. We weren't even supposed to find out about it until 2032 or 2033. So
what goes on in the bowels of DARPA and in the secret projects agencies, man, we can only dream about that crap. We can get little views and little hints, but most of us folks, we have no
idea.
They've
made me obsessed with this.
They've had digital computers since the 50s.
Well, and they wouldn't leave me alone. I think initially it was probably some kind of a damn glitch, but because I wouldn't, you know, shut up about it. And the phone technicians that I had in there repeatedly to try to fix it said, well, we don't think we can do anything about it. One guy that I knew said, Mike, do you think somebody put a clip on your line? And this law enforcement guy that basically admitted to me the Fourth Amendment is gone just last week, he asked me, well, what do you think? Did you say something on the air to really tick them off and make them mad? I'm like, and I told him the story, and I think he hadn't have known about it. I'm sure I was the talk of the town for a long time with the law enforcement. I had a private investigator tell me that they had a nickname for me of White Ticket, because we had a traditional old call-in show where you know, trading post type show on the radio. It was ridiculously popular. I'm buying on Selahog. Facebook hijacked my name. Facebook, because local people joined Facebook starting about 2007, when they put in their profile that they liked something like TV10 or Binox Cellhog, they created pages for it. And I'm getting told, hey, there's pages for you on Facebook. You really need to join Facebook. I got sent emails that were totally fake from people that I know.
Hey,
so
hey,
I have
Mike,
no contract
let me
with
ask
Facebook.
You this, Mike. Before Facebook, there was MySpace, right? Now, what was the
I never
difference?
Used
just
it.
More controllability? Because I remember when I first heard the phrase MySpace was, I think my cousin down here knew that my niece was getting engaged before my niece knew that she was getting engaged. Because I was actually on my way up to my niece's place up there, and I got stopped by my cousin down here. She said, oh, did you hear? Anna got engaged. And I'm like, no, I didn't hear that. And when I rode up there, it's like she said, oh, yeah, Dustin and I are engaged. You know? It's like, I think she knew about it before the person that got engaged knew about it. I mean, and this is before
well,
the Facebook
those,
crap.
those social media things, you know, they were all built by hackers, right? You know, to get information.
Well,
they
stole the code for it. From what I've heard, a lot of the base routines and subroutines and computer code was developed by a crew that helped fix the POP3 mail server problems that AT&T was having. And out of that grew the software called Hancock software that they finally commercialized in about, 2003 or 4, where they could map everybody's relationships out to, like, your friends of your friends and try to do predictive, you know, weighted diagrams like you're talking about with X key score. They call it the graphing technique. If people will get into this and look at it, they can be just as big of a target as I am. Because I covered all the problems with MySpace. I never would join it. But then when they did what they did with Facebook, I was basically forced under duress to join Facebook because my work product and brand was being hijacked by them. Yeah, and I had, you know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. There was buy dog, sell hog groups popping up in Illinois and New Jersey on Facebook.
Yeah, I remember seeing the show. You know, I saw your stuff, your content up on Facebook several years back when you're doing buy a hog, sell a hog.
Well,
it was damn entertaining.
The main thing that I'm using that for is to expose this phone spying. That's the only videos I posted, is where these phone calls come in and lock up our lines, and you can hear everything going on in somebody's living room or a daycare center. And it locks up our line for like 14 to 45 minutes. And the worst thing is it would lock up the software in three different models of faxes or four different models of faxes. And we'd have sponsors that couldn't send us a fax, like the local obituaries or church announcements or something. So we have a tort. We have damage. The Electronic Frontier Foundation blowing me off. And they've been thrown out of court saying, you've got to prove damage. Well, we can do that, but they're blowing us off, so I think they're nothing but a steam valve. I have my doubts about William Binney and Ed Snowden, too, being a steam valve.
Yep.
Exposing stuff that I was exposing years before. Russ Tice, you know, was labeled crazy for talking about this stuff. So, big surprise, you know, but that's their tactic. If you're not getting flack, you're not over the target. So, guys and gals, the ones that's calling in, if you're not having this type of trouble, you're no trouble.
If you want to live in truth, it's going
to
be uncomfortable, right, Mike? If you want to live in peace, just be one of the sheep, one of the zombies. But if you want to try to talk about anything, expect circumstances. Expect repercussions for that.
High profile enough to where they can't pull a Gordon Call or a Ruby Ridge on you is the only defense, I think. Yeah. That's what I'm, you know, I don't know. My friends and family have a lot of them, you know, have thought I was an embarrassment, or some of them support me, but it's a shaky support. And some of these witnesses I have are very reluctant and intimidated to do affidavits or be deposed for a case if I could ever get a class action lawsuit filed that wouldn't immediately get thrown out. I'll let you go, guys.
Okay.
Intimidation.
Appreciate the call.
Intimidation
nice
is a very big part of the whole program. Mike said it right there at the end, the intimidation. Do you want to be a pariah, or do you want to be a peer? Now, we've got to figure that out, folks.
You know, thanks, Mike.
All right.
Wanted to touch a little bit on the, all these laws in Texas that just came in, you know, starting in September. And the big one to piss people off is more abortion stuff, right? But the open carry one is kind of... interesting. Is it open? They call it constitutional carry. I
open
think that's
or
hilarious.
Either way, you don't have to have a license.
Well,
either
no,
way,
I know. Yeah, it's unlicensed carry, right? Because they say it's constitution carry, but then, you know, it's conditional carry, and that's not constitutional. It's got all these hooks on it. And it's funny. Watching it walk through last week it started on September 1st, and I got a phone call from one of my friends in town. He says, well, are you carrying? And I go, well, I usually have something somewhere, but no, nothing's really changed. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, I haven't seen anybody carrying anything around, right? Like you said, we were at a popular tourist destination for my birthday party yesterday, and you saw somebody, you know, but he was, of course, a licensed carrier. Huh?
Steve turned 39 yesterday.
I think it was 18, but, you know, something like that. I'm not sure technically. That's another story. But so now they have an unlicensed carry and licensed carry in the state of Texas. Now, unlicensed carry has its, well, consequences as well. You know, you can stick something on your belt and walk around and walk into businesses that don't display a sign. And this is where the fun, stupid stuff happens, folks. The signs. The signs are great. No, they're not. It's just kind of stupid stuff. They used to have a sign. It was called the 30-07, right? That means don't do it, period. Licensed carriers cannot come into this business with a weapon, right? You're not allowed, right? Then they had the what they call the 30-06 sign, which means that if you're a licensed person to carry by the federal government, right, you know, you got a federal, I can carry this thing, then you have to keep it concealed. But you can walk into the business if they display the sign that says 30-06, right? And then they have another one of 50%, 51% sign, meaning that if their business actually does over half of its business in booze, you can't bring a gun onto that premise, right? And so you can't. No, we don't allow you. Okay, great. So now it's you don't need a license. So if you're unlicensed, you can walk into a business with a 30-07 sign because you don't have a license, but you can walk in, right? It doesn't apply to you. The 30-06 sign doesn't apply to you because you don't have a license, right? You're an unlicensed carrier. So you need to put up another sign called a 30-05, right? That means nobody can carry a gun in this place, period. Forget it. I'm not playing, right? And you're going to alienate people depending upon your moves and so forth. So we got a lot of crazy stuff, but kind of my conundrum.
Steve, for me, Steve, at least, because when I'm out here on my ranch, generally I've got a little 38 folks, you know, that I actually won in a rifle thing here in town, the last registered firearm to me, and it's really handy. I carry it with me, and I forget I have it on, and I've gone into town several times to walk into stores, and it's like, and I realize I've got it on. It's like, oh, I'm not going to rob y'all or anything. I said, I just left the ranch. I'm sorry, I forgot I had it on. Don't worry about me. You know, I guess I don't have to feel like that anymore. Because sometimes it's such a natural part of me out here on my ranch. You know, because I can walk around any tree or any cedar bush, and there can be a freaking mama hog with 10, 12 little babies over there, and she's going to rip me to pieces because she's threatened. And I would like to have some kind of defense against the
sure.
And,
you're different than me.
I'm wearing it.
You're different than me in that respect. I spend a lot of my time at different people's place of business. So offending the masses, scaring them or their customers is not something that I'm willing to do. But yet, again, last year when the football player went crazy and killed his doctor and his entire family, including the air conditioner service people. That was kind of a wake-up call. I knew we were going that far. It's getting violent out there. And if you don't
you
have...
You can do the same thing with a machete, Steve. It's just a little calls for a little closer combat. And it's a little messier, but you can do the same thing with a machete or an axe.
No. If you're sitting there working on somebody's refrigerating system, right, their air conditioner, and some guy's coming up shooting at you, a machete does not help that much, right?
No.
It just
but if
doesn't.
There were no
you
guns,
equalize
machete,
it, that actually
and everything
does.
Else. Yeah,
it's the old adage, bringing a knife to a gunfight, right? This person is engaged. He's mad at his doctor. He's going to kill his doctor. And, well, he also is going to kill, well, they did kill everybody around that he could, right? And so do you want to go onto a property when the world is going crazy and they're all shooting people? You know, Antifa up the level yesterday, I guess, they shot the this one guy over in, what was it, Washington, at a vaccine anti-mandate rally, you know, and... Well, Antifa shows up and shoots one of the main organizers. Okay.
So are we leveling up? When's this whole thing going to blow apart again? I don't know. That's all I'm saying, Alan. It's kind of like, man,
they don't have riots or anything like that. They have protests when they burn and pillage and rape. They're not violent. So yeah, your information's wrong, Steve.
Could be. Bobby in Florida, welcome to the show.
Hey guys. I heard a story a while back about a guy in Vegas. He was a heart surgeon or something. He went into a Costco with his wife, and he didn't see the sign. He had a gun, and the manager called the police. And before the guy even knew what was going on, they ran everybody out of the Costco, and they shot the guy out there in the parking lot. The guy was a heart surgeon, and his father's trying to sue the. Yeah, that's crazy. But I carry a pellet gun with me because I'm a convicted felon from 35 years ago. I hit a cop that approached me. I was young, but I carry a pellet gun in my car with me, a .22 pellet gun.
You can, being a felon, you can legally carry a black powder firearm, which, you know, would include a black powder revolver, which has several shots. You know, that's not considered an actual firearm under the weird freaking laws that we've got in this country. So you could actually carry a black powder firearm.
Well, I could probably get it appealed. It was so long ago, and it's a long story. It really wasn't my fault. A cop grabbed me. He thought it was someone else. I hit him. I got a year's probation, which was lucky. But I've never tried to pursue it because I know I've heard horror stories about people trying to go back and get, you know, shoot, yep. You know. And
put you on the map,
then the government really came after them. Yeah. So I'm not going to fool with that. But another thing I was going to, you're talking about phones. I just got a new phone. It's something weird. When I go to hook up a Bluetooth device, all these numbers come up. You know, I was wondering, what the hell is this? It doesn't show you the device or anything. So I saw this crazy thing online, this guy saying, you know, he had the same situation. He had a film of a woman who was down in Mexico or somewhere. And she was at the beach, and she was going through her phone and was picking up all these numbers. Well, there was no cell towers around. It looked like it was in South America or Mexico. And it was the people in the water, just as many people that were swimming in the water that was on her phone. So maybe there's a theory that maybe there's a number in these vaccines, you know, and it's showing up on your phone because it's crazy.
Have you heard about certain people? There's been reports. I can't see them, but I've heard about them. About people that have been vaccinated walking up close to a Bluetooth-enabled object, and it will show their Bluetooth connection?
I've seen some of that, but then, you know, I've kind of disregarded a little bit of it now because, you know, some of the magnet things. At first, I didn't believe that.
The magnet with the Moderna vaccine given out to my mother and several other, I stopped my mother and two other people I did, freaked me out. The magnet thing, at least the Moderna vaccine given out in this area, a frickin' magnet sticks to the arm at the injection site, which ain't supposed to happen. I've had enough physiology to know that. Freaked me out.
Right.
Like I said, my mother, I hate to say it, but my mother, in my mind, I'm trying to dissociate that. My mother's basically already gone, and I hate saying that.
You know, oh, God,
like when I was
know.
Over at her house yesterday, and she said, I felt really bad. Yeah, I don't know why I felt so bad this morning when I woke up. I just looked at her and I said, Mom, I said, I could probably tell you the main reason behind it, and all I ask is that don't take the booster when it's given out, that it'll keep you safe and secure. But she's not going to listen to me. She's known me my whole life, and they know I'm intelligent, yet what I talk about, because it's uncomfortable, they don't want to listen. And she went and she got the injections and a magnet stuck to her arm, and I'm trying to come to the concept that my mother, she's 90 years old, she's not going to be around a whole lot longer anyway.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, in my mind, I'm trying to get it across so when she does go, for whatever reason, which will probably be associated, because my mother's been healthy her whole life. I mean, she's 90 years old and she's never had a freaking problem. You know, a little German Hausfrau, you know, always ate good, always treated us right. We ate as good as we could. She's been healthy her whole life, never had a problem, you know, no health problems, you know, to speak of. And now all of a sudden she's starting to have these bad feelings and all this crap shortly after she's got the injections, and I can't say exactly what will happen, but I do know that this stuff ain't good. It ain't good.
I see this all the time. I have neighbors up next door for 30. They're both type O blood. I go, look, you're type O. You don't have to worry about why are you doing this. And they both got it. And now, and there's people around me who are dying. I've had four people that died that I know that got on a ventilator, and it's creeping around. My theory is they're spraying it on us. They're probably putting it in the food. They're probably putting it in the water. It sounds crazy to some people.
It's a multifaceted attack.
Yeah.
You see it everywhere, the food, the water, the air. The information, the mind control, I mean, it's all toxic to our normal way of living.
I'm going to a work today with a friend of mine who his nephew just passed away. He said he wouldn't take this shot, and he works for the county. They're going to give him $500 to take a shot. And now he's convinced, well, I go, look, he's type O too. I go, don't worry about it, man. At least you're going to get from what I'm hearing is if you're type O, you're pretty much... you're in pretty good shape. You're going to get sick, but not as bad. And he's like, you know, he's stuck on this. Well, it killed my nephew. And I'm like, man, you know, what all the stuff I've tried to show you and tell you, and then what did it go through one ear and out the other? You know, I use colloidal silver. I'm going to tell you this. I use it. I nebulize it before I go somewhere because this guy that just died, he last place he was at was a Walmart. And next thing you know, he's sick because he might have got it from someone shedding or... who the hell knows? Walmarts are getting weird anyway. I try to stay out of them. But I nebulize colloidal silver. I stand by because I've took it for years. I see what it does. And I went and got some of this stuff, this paste that they give the horse. Now people tell me, well, you're crazy. You eat that. I'm not going to eat the whole thing. I mean, you can take, it's the same molecule that's in the pill my brother got in a prescription
for. It comes from the same factory. You dose it appropriately. Yes.
Right. Well, they give you my brother got a prescription. There were only 3 milligram doses, so you got to take 5 of them. If you take the paste, you can get a 12. If you're around 200 pounds, you want from 12 to 16 milligrams from what I'm learning. I don't know. I'm still learning all this, but his prescription was $439 for 120 of these pills that were only three milligram. Yeah, they were only 3 milligram, but yeah. And, you know, they're trying to really take this stuff off the shelf. The farm stores around here, it went to a Rule King, it was gone. It went into a Tractor Supply, it was gone. They had the Topic stuff. And the lady that worked at Rule King, she was telling me her family's taking it.
Get this. I actually know members of the Scripps family here. You've heard of the Scripps family. You know, a very big, you know, one of those wealthy families. And they actually supposedly came down with COVID. And do you know what they took? One of them went to a doctor in San Antonio, and they gave her vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, you know, all this other stuff. She came out of it, and another one caught it. She took ivermectin, came out of it just fine. And these are very, very wealthy, you know, very wealthy people. I mean, billions of dollars people. And they're doing ivermectin and crap. So they're doing just fine.
The lady at Tractor Supply, she told me her whole family's taking it, and they get the stuff, you get the syringe, you know, that you inject, but you can just squirt it in the back of your mouth. But the TV's demonizing it. People are demonizing it. If you talk in public about it, oh, you're crazy, you're going to kill yourself. I'm not going to eat the whole dose for 1,200 pounds.
And, you know wish we could talk longer. You know, this is the end of the show. I'll say take care out there, folks, as usual. Steve, close out.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right.
Thanks,
take it
Bobby.
Easy, guys. See
Thanks,
ya.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Republic of Texas Radio. Hang on, Perception Management is next. It's going to be a good day.
Learned Bye. As a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine.
to you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.